A brief psalm, yes. But a messy one as well. Think about it. Oil poured down upon your head. I mean, not just a little teeny tiny bit, but a whole bottle, a flask. Because that's what they did back in that day. It was an act of hospitality. Whenever somebody visited you, it was sort of an expectation that you do something like this, that you help them, for they are dirty from their journey. I mean, they didn't travel there in a nice air-conditioned car. They walked, or they rode on an animal, a stinking animal. And remember, back in those days, there were no showers. And rarely was there a bathtub. Imagine, sweaty, dirty. Thank goodness for aromatic oil. You take some, you break open. I mean, and they didn't have twist caps back then. You break open one and just pouring down over the head and on to the collar. As I've said in other places, I'm getting used to laundromats and things like that. One thing I have not yet discovered how to get out of clothing is oil. You know, even oil like that. I mean, nowadays I'm more conscious of getting stuff on my shirt because now I have a table. Do any of you have a table? Especially you men have a table there now? Especially when I sit down? I mean, I'm not buff like you are, Mitch. You know, when I sit down and when I eat, you know, or something, it just... And getting oil out of clothing is hard. I haven't figured it out. Maybe you have some clues for that. This whole bit sounds messy to me. And yet it was the practice then. It was an act of hospitality. And the psalmist says that when brothers and sisters, but here in the, I guess in the language of Hebrews, it is brothers in a family. When brothers dwell together in unity, in peace, it is sort of like that. Which kind of gives a hint that peace is messy business. I mean, we've got this sense, don't we, sometimes, that life in the Spirit, that following Jesus is, well, everything is just fine and dandy when we finally get it all together. It just fits all together and everything is nice and neat and orderly and not messy. And yet the way of the Spirit is, when you think about it, life in the Spirit can be somewhat disorganized. I mean, think about that first Pentecost. Chaos. All these different languages. People, not just one person. Eventually there was one person who stood up and spoke, but all these people speaking at the same time. What does this mean? You know, in life, in the Spirit, in the church, all these people have different gifts. Isn't it just one person having all these gifts? It's everybody having particular gifts. I mean, isn't that a recipe for chaos? It's messy business. This thing we call church, which is life in the Spirit, because we live together in unity. Psalm 133 is not just talking about life in a family, though. Because if you look at Psalm 33, it has a preface. After 133 in your Bibles, do you know what it says? It calls it, there's a prescript. It's called a song of ascents. And such songs of ascent were psalms, they were songs for the journey, the pilgrimage. As people made their way from where they were to Jerusalem, to the Mount, to Mount Zion upon which the temple was. This is a journey song. And when they're talking here about brothers dwelling together in unity, they are talking really about everybody who is on that journey together, not just in a particular family. You remember when Jesus was 12 years old, he made a similar ascent. He made a similar journey with his family to Jerusalem with all these others. And yes, mentioned are his mother and his father, you know, the family, but all these others who were on the journey together. It's not just the destination that's important, it's the journey. I mean, the Bible itself is the story of the journey. I mean, what is the kind of one of the most central stories in the Bible, but the story of the journey of the children of Israel after they had been set free from captivity in Egypt? They were led for how long in the wilderness before they arrived in the Promised Land? 40 years. And the gospel story, as we have received it, is really the story of the journey. The journey of Jesus with his disciples. And in fact, the early church has heard in this psalm the story of the journey, a song of the journey to get there. Augustine once called this kind of a central text for the whole monastic movement. How good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. But I got to tell you, from the perspective of the monastic movement towards or any of the other movements, it's messy business. Peace, living together in peace, is messy business. It's sticky. It's oily, if you will. You know, there's slippery slides. There are all, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Especially if we get past that understanding that life in God, that this kingdom lifestyle that we are called to live into isn't a matter of being perfect already, but being perfected. It's a process. It's something we go through. And, you know, for instance, a week of camp is a journey, isn't it not? 5 days plus of journeying together, learning little by little what it means to follow Jesus. Well, that's all I had planned. We've got more that we need to share this morning. But let's just keep that in mind. That peace is not perfection. But it's messy, but it's worth it.